and gentlemen, apes of all ages, welcome to the Monkey Butt Stew Show, starring Chris and Fuzzy. Okay, cue the devil music.
I've gotta take a shit.
What's wrong with chicks? How can I get them to get up on this?
If I could turn back time.
Yeah!
If I could find a way.
Bring on, bro. I can't imagine living in New Orleans and being named Katrina.
Asian men don't exist.
I think the show will be twice as good.
Twice as good?
Twice as good.
Are you sure?
I bet you. Some things.
Well, I'm just a good person, you know. I don't try to fuck anybody over. I don't try to let, you know. I try to. She says this month they are raising money for the Why Me Cancer Foundation.
Why not?
Why not?
Why should I get cancer? Why not you? You son of a bitch.
Monkey.
And we're good.
Are you on?
I'm on.
I'm on.
Are you on?
You're on.
We're on.
You're on.
We're on. We're all on.
Hoorah. Hey, kids. Monkey Butts Do 2.11. That's 211.
211.
In honor of
Is
the,
it 1-1?
In honor
already?
Of the United Way. Because, you know, if you dial 211, you get the United Way.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I had to look that up, actually.
Okay. Wait, you looked it up or you made it up?
I looked it up. Oh. I don't make up stuff for the show. This is informative, and I care about our listener. And I would not just make anything up, like my opinion on the crow. I bring it real.
Anyway.
Sunday, February 17th.
Yeah, the 17th.
2:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Jacksonville, Florida.
Chris's room.
Fozzie's back.
Here I am.
But I'm still here. You lucked out.
We have a leftover from last week. But she's,
hey, folks.
She smells better than a leftover.
Because I washed this morning.
Back from the flatlands of Oklahoma.
That's right. It was fucking cold there, man.
Was it?
Get out
oh, my
here.
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to Wisconsin or Oklahoma?
Okay, here you go. How cold was it?
Well, set him up for a joke.
I actually had a vagina the entire time I was there because my penis and my balls shriveled up so much they went inside me.
Wow.
That's
yes,
pretty cold.
I turned into a woman.
That's pretty cold.
Now, once I got back, they dropped again. I'm now a man again.
Are you sure?
Well, not fully, but...
Physically. Mentally, not so much.
No, I was standing outside smoking a cigarette at, like, what was it, like, fucking Monday night or something like that?
Right.
It was, like, maybe 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, and when I breathed just out my nose, it was like a bull snorting or a steamboat. Sorry.
3 gallons of snot fly out of your mouth?
Yes. It
was... Scotty was talking about that ring he has in his nose.
Yeah, that's it. No, but it was fucking cold.
So how was the party?
Oh, it was
like,
nice.
Was it, how was the food since you are culinary?
It was okay. I mean,
what party is this?
My grandfather's 80th.
80th?
80th.
Big
80. Big 80.
You know,
he
here's
didn't
what
look
I don't
old,
get.
Did he?
Here's what I don't
okay.
get.
Okay, lay right. it on me.
They say... that your hairline is determined by your mother's father. mother's father...
We discovered this.
Bald.
Was bald.
Bald.
Your mother's father has
full
a
head
complete
hair.
Head of hair.
We'll see.
At 80 years old.
All right, yeah, and
and
that,
you are
man.
Bald and I am not.
Okay, I know it's...
Bald. With 11 years on you.
Well, I...
You kind of got the double whammy with the dad.
Dude, I'm getting there. Look back here.
That shouldn't make any
look
difference.
Back here.
The actual father shouldn't make any difference. We have the
no.
same father.
Yeah. It's the mother's...
It's the mother's
father DNA.
That determines
yeah,
your
well,
hairline.
Well, see, what, this is how we. This is how I discovered it. It's...
I looked in the mirror.
Discovered was the wrong word, apparently. No, my... Okay. My mom's dad and all our brothers have full heads of hair.
Right.
Well, my grandfather was completely bald. Now, that was my grandfather from, or I'm sorry,
wait,
my,
hold
my
great-grandfather.
My great-grandfather.
Oh.
Told you, dude, I'm not awake yet. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's only 2:47 in the afternoon.
Your great-grandfather on your mother's side was completely bald.
My great-grandfather on my mother's side was completely bald. Well, that was my grandmother's father. So it still stayed within the female heritage or bloodline.
Does your grandmother have thin hair? Does Pat have thin hair?
I don't believe so.
No,
it's
your
thinner
mom.
Than...
I mean,
than
she Bill's. Might because she's, you know... Okay, I'm going to be an asshole because she's old.
That's not being an asshole. That's just being truthful.
Well, I'm trying to think of a better way to say it because it is my own grandmother and I love her to death, but she's fucking old.
Well, she's in her 70s. Yeah. She's in her mid-70s and Bill just turned 80.
And see, that's
that is getting
and
aged.
And he's still got a Michael Landon head of hair.
He does.
He really
does.
He really does.
I mean,
and
his is kind of thinning
tags.
A little bit. Like, you know, just the hair itself is, I believe, you know, it's probably getting a little thinner, just, you know, from older age, but it's a full head of hair. And me, not so much.
Yeah, you're not so much.
Not so much.
Okay, so back to the party. 80th,
anyway,
80th
oh, great.
Birthday.
Now, I don't understand why you celebrate 80.
Because it's
big
milestone.
Yes,
I mean, 79. He's still alive.
But, well, no, but you celebrate 25 because you're a quarter of a century.
Right.
And you celebrate, then you should celebrate 50.
And what are the fucking chances he's going to make it to 100? You celebrate every goddamn year.
After about 75, you really get
well,
on that.
You celebrate every morning.
Why not make the 75 the big giant? I mean, 75 years.
Maybe they were busy.
Maybe. That's possible. That's possible.
Well, I'm sure that the family, when he turned 75... But this was more than the family, wasn't it? This was much bigger
yeah,
party.
Yeah, friends and, yeah, lots of...
Like, how many people...
Well, it was lots of family that, like, we don't
they came
talk
from
to
out of state.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody came from all the states that they were in.
Oh, yeah, well, they, you know, we don't... Not everybody talks to. The Nightingales, which is the my great-grandfather's...
Florence.
...family. And, well, Florence was there, too. It was great. She was a very nice lady, actually.
Handing out Band-Aids.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart.
And so how was the flight? Was the flight good?
Oh, my fucking God.
Every time you guys fly, you end up...
Dude, Atlanta Airport fucking hates us.
Yeah,
I swear to God
Atlanta
it does. It fucking hates us.
Altogether now, Hartsfield Airport sucks.
Actually, it's not... What's it? Jesse Jackson? Or not... Jesse. No, it's not Hartsfield anymore. They've changed the name to...
Coca-Cola.
No, Andrew Jackson, I think.
Santa Claus International.
He was the former mayor of Atlanta. So it's no longer Hartsfield Airport.
I don't know what the...
Yeah, live there
and didn't
care.
It's Atlanta.
It's Atlanta
and
Airport.
It hates
and
me.
ATL. That's
well,
what I'm
okay. Well, the last time that we flew, we didn't have
pants.
You didn't have the actual tickets. You had standby.
Yeah, we had
stamp.
Yeah. So glad she's here. God, my
so
mind is not fucking awake yet. Well, this time we had actual seats. Like we had regular everyday tickets. So
they
that
bought tickets.
The shit
this
wouldn't
time.
Happen again.
Right.
Well, we're sitting at our gate. The kid says like C fucking 30 or something like that.
A vulgar ticket.
It's Atlanta.
Fucking shitbag
airline.
It
is Atlanta. Fly shitbag airline.
Fuck you, Express.
Fly
but,
cheap on shitbag airline.
So we're sitting there, and we heard no like announcements that the gate had been changed. So our flight's going to take off at 9:20. Last flight out, and apparently they.
The gate had been changed.
The gate had been changed. So...
What a setup.
So we run down there, and we get to the gate, and they're like, yeah, the plane already left, sorry. We're like, are you shitting me? Kirk and Janice, the relatives in Atlanta, are already in Oklahoma.
With the keys to their house.
Well, they had a house sitter, so they called my
cousin.
So
you really... this is honest to God truth? This is what happened?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. No, this is no fucking story. This is actually what happened. So they call my cousin Devin's ex-girlfriend, who's still really good friends with the family and sister in the church.
Right.
So she comes to pick us up, takes us to the house. We stay the night there, and then she drives us back at like 6:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And we
catch the plane. She deserves a very nice thank you.
Oh,
note,
yeah, most definitely.
And
she's a sweetheart, too.
Listen to those Crow DVDs.
I could send her those crazy days.
That
nice
would be
of
funny.
Me, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
I don't think she listens to the show.
No.
Actually, I don't.
I would guess not.
I can always send her a friend request. You can do that. But anyway, so we get there. We're having a good time. We We get some, you know, some little snack on, go to the party, real nice. Lasted a little too long. I got a little bored after a while because I didn't know anybody, really. But, you know, the family that I did.
And there were no animal tranquilizers.
What?
There were no animal tranquilizers.
No. No, there wasn't.
Well, there wasn't an open bar either, was there? There wasn't an open bar for you either?
No ketamine for
one. No, we had... No, there was a bar. So I got a few drinks, but I mean, I had to pay for my cash bar.
Right.
So, I got my cousin Devin liking Southern Comfort. I'm proud of that. It's delicious. Love it. Makes me smile. Big smiles.
Well,
also makes me feel
warm.
Like fucking shit the next day if I drink too much of it.
Yeah, that's
like I do
downside.
Now. But yeah, no, it was fun. I got to go. We went back to the bar we went to last time. We went and the same band was playing, so that made me happy.
Imagine
So I got to see the guys again, and I went up to him after the first set and said hey to him. Imzadi, actually, you can check him out on MySpace. IMZADI, really badass fucking band in Tulsa. Look, early pimp. Didn't even mean for that to happen.
And was that a hat? Is that
no,
your half
done.
One? Is that your midget
no,
pimp?
No, no, no. I didn't even mean for that one to
that
happen.
Was
that
just
was
just
awesome.
Right off the
that
top
brings
of your
to
head.
A full too.
It does.
Awesome.
It, no, yeah,
good.
It does.
You
it
can
great.
Fill in mine.
All right. But that's pretty much it. I don't want to keep talking because I feel like I'm talking too much now.
Well, you usually
well,
are.
Well,
but
we don't. This is a story that we haven't heard yet.
Oh,
because
that's something
new.
That we actually want to hear. Unlike.
No, so we did that. We had a good time. Went over to my uncle's house. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I'm going brain dead now. I went over to his house, had Chinese. We all cooked. It was fun.
You cook Chinese?
Yes. We picked them up.
People cook Chinese?
Well,
yeah. Like,
we picked them up. We picked them up on the corner. They were standing. No, we were standing with the Mexicans.
Jeez.
What? They were delicious.
They're a little stringy.
Didn't you
they're
know
they're
that
a
Asian babies taste like butterscotch?
Yeah, but the sweetness wears off as they get older, though, unfortunately. But no, I had no problem coming back, except for the fact that I think I was fucking sick, because I was pissing out my ass all day. It was not a good time. Tuesday was not fun. Didn't enjoy it.
Well, maybe it had something to do with eating those Chinese.
Or it could have had something to do with the crappy fucking down-home restaurant we went to the night before called Shiloh's. Don't ever go there if you're in Tulsa. It's
Shiloh's.
Crappy.
Okay.
Anti-pimp.
Anti-pimp.
Okay.
So yeah, that was the...
That's what he did
that
on
was
his
a trip.
Week. That was his trip, and...
Then he came back and...
went to the pit.
And then showed up here without a guest.
I did.
Who bailed on us this week?
Ryan
I want to slam on him every goddamn week.
Okay, we can do that.
Ryan. Now, is Ryan? Who's Ryan?
Ryan
Ghostwitch. Ghostwitch.
Well, see, now I'm actually disappointed. Somebody I actually wanted to talk to.
Yeah.
Not to say none of your other friends are interested.
They're not.
Much
but,
more.
I didn't say Mike.
No, I thought Garth was interesting.
Mark was
Garth. Garth?
Is it? Was
what?
It?
Gareth.
Yeah, Garth was interesting.
I actually tried to call him, and he's at work.
Gareth
is
very funny.
No, you know why
I
tried to call him? Because he went to the Van Halen show last night.
Hey.
Van Halen was in town last night. My friend Tammy went last night, too, and I was like...
$125 a pop.
I wonder what he thought.
That's why...
I'm guessing he was disappointed.
Why, dude?
Because it's Van Halen with David Lee Roth in 2007.
And?
Tammy said it was a pretty badass show, actually.
David Lee Roth wasn't entertaining in 1997.
So what's your point?
Tammy said it was
It's the original...
Tammy was saying it was a pretty decent show.
She was trashed.
Yeah, she was, actually. She was really fucking drunk. Ketamine.
Yeah.
Was that a throat clear kind of thing?
What? No, that just said ketamine.
Oh, okay.
I don't like to clear my throat for drugs. I just say it.
I don't clear my throat for drugs.
But anyway.
By no means do we support
but I figured that
doing
would,
drugs.
I figured that would be a good story.
Let's devote 15 minutes to talk about stuff we can't talk about. That's the Monkey Butts 2 show.
It's wonderful.
Okay, topic this week.
Topic.
Our topic last week, and I don't know if you can add to this, but I'm going to throw it at you. Did you listen to the show?
I tried to, and apparently it wasn't up.
Well, I didn't get up until probably Wednesday because of all the internet problems I
had. I think that's the day I was trying to look for.
We had Robin on the show.
Up and running again.
Okay.
Our favorite vegetarian.
Yes, yes.
The
But no, I didn't listen to the show.
Was Brushes with Celebrity.
Ooh.
And I know you have at least one.
I believe so, yeah. I should.
The Hell's Kitchen sighting that you had.
Yes.
Oh, we decided.
What the hell did I say you look like? Oh, that Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
The Pierce Brosnan lookalike.
Yeah.
Kind of really wish.
No, wait. Now I'm disappointed. It wasn't actually him.
No, it wasn't Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, come on, dude. I got the story from you.
Brian sucks.
I got the story from you, Pierce Brosnan. You said Pierce Brosnan.
You know what? I got that from Brian also. I assumed that
Pierce Brosnan.
I obviously didn't know that it was on this show. He looks like Pierce Brosnan.
He looked like Pierce Brosnan. He was a lookalike. The guy looked exactly like him.
Did not register in my brain the look-alike two words coming out of his mouth. Did not register in the, you know, years and years of 420 and, you know, but I'm feeling much better.
So Pierce Brosnan's face is skinnier. This guy's face was a little wider and longer hair.
But and other, Vietnamese.
And, well, you know, he was, you know, 2 feet tall.
Like, we decided that A Brush with Greatness was when you actually got an eye contact with somebody who is a, like, really hot, big celebrity. Like, some of my brushes with greatness was the Detroit Pistons, Mick Jagger. I actually had eye contact, and he spoke to me. So I felt like I had a personal encounter.
Interaction.
Trisha Yearwood called me on the phone.
Called you on the phone.
Why would personally, you call you on the phone? See, no, that's A Brush with Greatness.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't like to call it greatness because they're celebrities.
Yeah.
It doesn't make them great.
It's just brush with, you know, celebrityism.
I mean, Tom Cruise is a celebrity and he's a douchebag.
Right.
True.
He's a psychopathic douchebag.
So, Trisha Yearwood.
Don't forget about Scientology.
Yes.
Scientologist. Is that how you pronounce
Scientologist.
It?
Yes,
yeah. Scientologist.
But, no, when I was a kid.
That's almost as bad as Jehovah's Witnesses.
It is. No, it's not.
it's a tight race.
Well, then no, but when I was a kid, I think I was like 14 or 15 or something like that. So we were living on the west side.
West side.
Me and a couple friends went to the fair, and Trisha Yearwood was playing at the fair that year or that day. And we went to the show, and I bought a rose, and I put my phone number in it. You know, I'm a fucking stupid ass kid that's going, Trisha, you're so goddamn hot. I want to know what happened to her because she's not hot anymore.
But she put on a few pounds and got married. Like 13
years ago,
and she's an adulterous bitch, and broke up with a really good marriage. But you know, but other than that,
you can call her a whorebag if you
like,
want.
Can we call her a whorebag?
You can if you want.
Trisha Yearwood's now a whorebag, but she's still kind of hot.
Okay.
So it makes up for it.
So,
but anyway.
So I went to the concert and gave him the phone number. Blah, blah, blah.
Anyway, so I went up to the...
She eats babies, but I'd still do her.
I'd still do her. Nice. With a mouthful of baby. Yummy. So I walked up to... Walked up to the stage, and the bouncer guy was like, no, dude, get away, kid, get away. And she looked down, and she was like, you know, like, she wasn't singing it right then, but music was playing, and she kind of looked down at the bouncer and said, get the fuck out of the way and let the kid get in here.
She actually said,
well, she didn't say get the fuck out of the way, but she was like, move, let him in. So I went up and I handed her a rose and she kissed me on my cheek and I went back to the thing and I'm like, ooh.
She grabbed your junk?
She did. It was
she
hot.
Did
she
not.
Played with my balls a little bit.
She did
like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock.
That is one stinky scrotum. Hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock.
Oh, and then like a week later, I got a phone call, and she goes, "Hi, is Brian there?" And I was like, "This is him." She goes, "Hi, it's Trisha." I was like, "Who? Trisha here?" I was like, "Oh my god, hi!" She goes, "I just wanted to say thank you for coming to the show and giving me your rose." Well, I was like, "You're welcome." She's like, "All right, I've got to go now, but I just want to say thank you." I was like, "You're welcome." All right, bye.
Like,
hung up the phone. I'm
going.
Wow, Trisha Yearwood just fucking called me.
Yeah, and you're going, did that really
what?
Happen to me?
That, besides meeting Garth Brooks' aunt, is probably about the most I've
found. That's not a brush.
No. She's pretty.
That's a relative.
She's great at bridge.
I had a sleeping with a relative, and that did not count.
She, I used to work with a... You sick bitch.
Of a celebrity?
No, what's his face?
What's the guy that's married to Faith Hill? What's his name?
Tim McGraw.
I used to work with his mom.
See, that, unless you met Tim McGraw at a mother's, like, you know, backyard barbecue.
No desire whatsoever.
Okay, so this week's is going to be what?
Nicknames.
Nicknames.
You ever had a nickname?
I've had several nicknames.
Haven't we?
Ones that stuck?
Several. It depends on what age group you're talking about. My first nickname was Boo Boo. And that was given to me by my dad. He was a Yogi Bear impressionist.
Yogi Bear professional.
Is that all he did?
Yogi Bear impressionist.
Now, I'm a great impersonator. I can do Yogi Bear like there's no tomorrow. Can you do anybody else, sir?
No.
Well, I can do Yogi.
Foghorn Leghorn.
You can do Foghorn Leghorn. But, you know. And then later on in my teenage years, I was the Shadow. Because I drove a dark vehicle that had tinted windows.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because you dated black guys.
No, because actually it was given to me because I shadowed another girl and we hung out together and where she was, I was, and where I was, she was, and I just became known as Cat Shadow.
Or
that's kind of a crappy nickname.
Well, she was a stalker too.
That's okay. She was.
Well, Shadow's better than stalker.
It is.
And then later on,
well, it was originally stalker. She was like, not so much. Let's change it to Shadow. Sounds more pleasant. It's kind of like, I don't like to stalk people. I just lovingly watch them.
And hope they don't watch me.
Well, you can watch me if you want. They may not want to see what I'm doing when I'm looking at them. But.
Well, in my later years, I became Big Red. And that was because of the color of my hair. I had very long hair, like down to my behind. And
you can say ass.
It tasted like cinnamon.
It's delicious.
And I had really red, like Lucy red hair, and always kept it that color. It's a little darker now, but Big Red, I'm a larger, voluptuous woman and have red hair. And was Big Red for... until people started calling me Sona again.
Until the company contacted her and said, excuse me, ma'am, we're going to sue you if you don't stop using our name.
Well,
that's
trademarked. Then I kind of got into this family, and, you know, it just, you know, everybody started using my correct name.
Well, we didn't know you.
Oh, exactly.
Although my father did call you Sonia for a good 6 months.
A good 6 months? You're being nice, aren't you?
Oh, Jeebus. I had tampon.
Why?
Because,
turn your phone off.
I can't believe you didn't turn your phone off.
No, I thought I turned it down all the way. Now it's on silent. Okay.
Why don't you just come in here and break things, okay?
I can do that. Give me things to break.
Jeez. Tampons. So you were called tampon.
Yes, at Biscotti's. When I was at Biscotti's, my friend.
You were stuck up.
No.
You were covered in blood?
No.
You guys both went, yeah,
not so much.
So,
no,
because you like to be in vaginas?
Well, fair.
Have you ever been covered in blood?
In a vagina?
Was one day, but...
Have you ever been covered in blood?
No, I've never covered in blood.
That is one of the most frightening things I've ever seen in my life.
What?
Why, were you covered in blood?
Well, when I say covered, I don't mean my entire body was covered in blood.
Oh, well, I did, when I cracked my head open, I did have
blood streaming
down
my
face.
No, I don't mean that. I mean downstairs.
Yeah, well, yeah, actually, somewhat.
Even knowing it's not your own blood, still just, oh, Jesus. Wash it off.
What happened? what the hell? She said that I actually had something really funny that I said back to her, but this was like two and a half years ago, something like that. But no, she said, it's because every woman needs me, no one likes to talk about me, and when you're done with me, you just throw me away.
Aww.
How sweet, wasn't it sweet?
Well, it's a sweet sentiment for
it
being
is.
Called a tampon.
It is. Yeah. So that was my nickname at Biscotti's for like the last like 6 months that I was there or something like that.
I thought it was because you smelled like liver.
Tasted like copper.
Gross. Now moving on to our next
They called
segment.
Me Penny, too. No, but,
Chris?
I've never had really any,
That's not necessarily true.
Let me finish. Never any hard What?
Any hard what? I'm listening. I'm just listening.
Hard sticking nicknames.
Really? You don't think being called Stumpy for the last
that's
10 years?
That's just caps. That's one person that's called me that name and has been unable to let go of it. And why?
Wade
let
calls
me explain.
You Stumps too.
He doesn't call me Stumps. He only calls me Stumps when he's talking to Brian because he's afraid if he says Chris, but I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He calls me Stumps because at one point I was Stumpy and he was Lanky, okay? Then he got fat, so I couldn't call him Lanky anymore.
Why didn't you say, hey, big dumbass?
Because I'm not a prick.
Okay.
And he feels bad that he was once Lanky and now is a big dumb fat ass.
So that's why he continues
so he has
to
call
you Stumpy.
Call me Stumpy, that's right. I called his wife.
It's like, I'm fat. You're still short.
And yeah. She picked up, and I actually had to say, this is Stumpy. I felt like such
because she didn't know who Chris
she
was.
She doesn't know who the fuck Chris is.
She doesn't. And she's half brain dead anyway because they have a brand new baby.
Yeah, true.
I mean, they have a baby who's less than 90 days old. So
wow.
She's like totally, her brain is mush.
Pudding Man, that was a name that was thrown upon me for my penchant for flatulence.
Well.
Which is not quite the case anymore.
It's not as bad, but I do refer to
you can't
Chris.
Bullshit a bullshitter, my friend.
I refer to Chris as Pudding Man and as our, you know, Dr. Evil or Dr. Demento.
Dr. Destructo.
He's freaking wild.
One of those.
He's just wrecked my brain. Yeah, he's
Dr.
been.
Dr. Doom.
He is Dr. Doom.
Dr. Shivago. Dr. Phil. Dr. Pepper.
The kid.
Speaking of which, a little trivia. You know how Dr. Pepper got its name?
How did Dr. Pepper get its name?
The guy who invented Dr. Pepper, you know, made it, was trying.
We've got a crying kid.
Was trying to court this girl, and he thought that in order to get her father's blessing to court her, he would name his new soda after her. Her father was a doctor. Mr. Dr. Pepper. Just a little useless trivia. You can use that.
We just did.
No, I mean anybody. Like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know.
Everybody's listening to the show.
Can use a little useless trivia. It makes you seem smarter, actually. People look at you and go, really?
Well,
and you go, yeah.
I've got somewhere to be. All right, let's take a quick break so we can patch up our kid. Lord knows what he's
sew the arm back on.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Okay, here so we last week we had to pause the show because he ran in here with shit on his foot.
And no pants. He had shit on his foot and no pants.
Let's take a quick rewind. So we're sitting here. We hear crash, bang, wah. You
crash,
run
bang,
in the
wah.
Room?
I run in. Oh, I
what
run
do you
in the
see?
Room. I see an open refrigerator door with him holding his head.
And he's covered in red stuff.
Well, yeah, when he actually turns to me, he has gotten into our tomato supply for the week, which was four tomatoes, four very kind of large tomatoes, because I make salads and whatnot. And has eaten three of them.
What the hell was that? That was
a piece of fuzz
or
something. That was a mosquito. That's
fucking weird.
Sorry.
So he scarfed three tomatoes down.
in what was the time? Like 27 minutes?
Yes.
We were into the show like 27
minutes. I think we should
minutes.
Enter him into a contest.
I think so.
Well, he just likes tomatoes. I gave him some cheese nips. I changed his clothes. I made him go to the bathroom. And we're back on the show.
Oh, good to go.
Right.
All right, so.
Wonder Mother strikes again.
So, Fozzie.
Yesy. Speaking of
nicknames.
That's the only one that's actually sticking.
Fozzie!
And I technically gave it to myself.
See, that.
That does not count.
Well, technically. Hold on. Wait, there is.
That's what pisses me off, because it's stuck. And he's gotten away with this for years.
For 10 years, actually. Well, originally, when I was 17, I was dating this girl named Heather.
Heather.
Really hot.
Of course, her name was Heather.
All Heathers are hot, just
true.
By nature.
Not true.
Okay, I don't know a Heather that's not hot.
I've known an ugly Heather. One ugly Heather.
How many ugly Tiffanys have you known?
Wait a minute, wasn't the woman who lived across
Tiffany.
The street from Monica?
Oh,
wasn't
that yeah, HT!
Alright, okay, Heathers are either hot or incredibly Ray. Non-hot.
Yes.
There's no middle ground with a Heather.
Yeah.
So anyway,
That's right.
I was dating Heather, and we were sitting out on the front porch, and she comes out, because her family was inside, and her brothers were annoying as shit. She comes out and sits down, and she goes, "I'm going to call you Fozzie." I was like, "The fuck you are." No, you're not.
I'm going to call you a calf.
I was like, why are you going to call? She's like, because you're like a big teddy bear and you're funny. I was like, yeah, no.
And all you could think of was, she's got a pussy. She's got tits.
And they were nice.
Mm-hmm. That's all you could think about. You could call me whatever you want. You want to call me Fozzie Bear, you can just go ahead and do that.
That's what you're screaming. I don't give a shit what you call me. But I actually never had sex with her until my graduation day when we weren't even together anymore. She came to my graduation, and we got a hotel afterwards, me, her, and a couple friends, and we got really high and really drunk, and I fucked shit out of her, and then she left.
Like I said, that's
perfect.
The best kind.
Perfect. And then we went to Denny's and ate Oreo sundaes.
Really hot sex that doesn't mean anything, and you can just go to a hotel and go, okay, thanks a whole lot.
Oh, I made.
I'm leaving now.
I made the guys.
Get something to
I made
eat?
The guys stand outside. It was awesome.
You made the guy, and they stuck around.
Yeah. Well, we were all hanging out, and they were outside talking.
I wouldn't have been hanging
we were
out after that.
Or something like that.
I'm fucking gone.
We were fucking, and they started knocking on the door. I said, "You're gonna have to wait.
Enjoy your Muppet pussy. I'm out of here."
But anyway, so I said, no, you're not. So then when I started going to the club, I started meeting all these really cool people in the rave scene. And you actually wrote 3 on the microphone.
Yes.
That's funny.
Because that's their third microphone.
Okay.
It's designated.
I'm just saying. Did you just Daffy Duck that last word?
I did.
Well, I met all these really, really cool people. And they all had club names. And I'm like, they're like, "Hi, I'm fucking whatever. My name
I'm
is
Slugger."
And I'm I was like, "Hi, I'm Brian. I'm boring. You're not going to remember me."
You could have just called yourself boring.
I could have. So then I was like, "I need a cool club nickname. What am I going to have? What do I need a club name?" And I was like, "Wait a minute. Fucking Fozzie. People will remember that." And, you know, I was at the club and I'm energetic and jumping around and dancing and being fucking ridiculous.
Juggling
and
telling bad jokes.
Exactly. And it kind of made
sand up your ass.
And it kind of made.
Did you make your ears?
Kind of made sense. No,
can,
I won't.
Can you make your ears
wiggle? I can't make my ears wiggle. I wish I could. That'd be awesome.
Or you could get a tattoo on your balls.
I could.
And you can make your balls
hard-boiled
wiggle.
Eggs.
You can make your balls what? Have, like, little ears and wiggle your balls. So
what?
Make your, oh, never mind. You're no fun.
Because Fozzie wiggled his ears, so
yeah,
Fozzie wiggles his balls.
It all makes sense now. But anyway, that's the only nickname that stuck, and kind of I gave it to myself. But then again, I didn't give it to myself, because Heather gave it to me.
Maybe.
Okay. Whatever.
Okay, so, anyway.
Next.
I want to...
Oh, shit, what do you got?
What?
What are you doing?
Well...
You're interrupting my flow here.
I'm sorry. Well, I was...
Speaking of flow, you ever been covered in blood?
Ant flow. We found out from the vegetarian
which,
that
actually,
it's called Ant flow came to visit.
No, of course.
I thought that was.
You never heard that?
Well, you know, I.
She comes and
what
sees
you got?
You
what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of flow, there's a band called Heavy Flow. It's two girls.
Even flow?
They're pretty funny. Anyway, last Thursday? Yeah, last Thursday.
Yeah, it was, because remember you were wearing that hat.
I was.
I hate that fucking hat.
It's the stupidest hat ever. But,
who wears a hat on Thursday?
Me, apparently. Anyway, I wake up, and I apparently was sleepwalking, because I woke up on Thursday, and...
At the zoo.
On the couch, naked, in the living room. No clue how the fuck I got there.
Okay, so...
Because I fell asleep in my room.
Yeah, but you do sleep naked,
well, I do sleep
right?
naked, but I woke up on the couch in the living room, naked. No fucking covers or nothing. I'm like, how the fuck did I get out here? I'm thinking what happened was I got hot, because my room is really fucking hot, and I got up and walked out there. Well, I walk into my room, you know, I'm in a daze, and I walk into my room, and my laundry basket You've seen my laundry basket, the metal one with the bag inside of it. Well, the top half of the top ring, half of it was bended.
Had a turd in it.
Bent down. Like, it was, like, and the other laundry basket was over on its side. So I think what happened is I got hot. I got up to, I sleepwalked out to the living room, but I tripped over a shoe and fell onto my laundry basket and got this fucking bruise, which is almost pretty much gone. But I don't bruise, so I must have fallen hard. So what happened, so I called Mom, and I was like, did I make a lot of noise last night? Because this is, you know, this everything, this is like this, blah, blah, blah. And she goes, no, I didn't hear anything. Because, you know, you think of a big-ass fall like that, you'd hear something.
A big-ass falling, you would hear something.
Exactly. So I got a bruise on my arm. Somehow I got a bruise on my leg. I think that happened before that. I apparently like to sleepwalk. The corner of
and
my
bite marks on my crank.
The corners on my toenail, on my big toe, on my left foot, came off. So I've got it bandaged up. And I don't know. It was weird. And then the time before that, I wake up in my parents' room, opening my dad's drawer.
Were you naked then too?
I don't know. Probably.
You don't remember if you woke up and you were
I was sleeping.
All right, that's just fucking creepy.
I was sleepwalking. Well, I would get woken up, and you know you're not supposed to wake up somebody that's sleepwalking. You're supposed to, like,
gently guide them to where you need them to be.
Exactly.
Right. And right on their face.
Well, that's a given. I mean, come on. Well, Dad apparently didn't realize that I was sleepwalking. He was like, what are you doing in here? What are you doing in here? And I'm just like, Mom's like, hold. Mom wakes up and looks at him. She's like, stop. He doesn't know where he is. Stop. Don't. Stop yelling at him. He doesn't know where he is. Well, I wake up. I'm opening my dad's drawer. I wake up and I'm looking around and I'm like, I'm still kind of asleep, but not really. So I'm looking around. I'm trying to figure out what the fuck's going on. And I'm like, what the hell? What? And what came out of, well, what I was trying to say was, I'm sorry. I heard myself say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
But what I said was, fuck you, old man.
But what came out was, it was like I was on K.
By no means do we promote the drug usage on this show.
If you've heard the past shows, you know why that's funny.
And by K, we mean the drug.
Yes. Not the cereal. So then I run out of the room and I go back into the room and I go back to sleep. And I wake up the next day and not really remember any of it.
But I'm sure your dad told you.
No, Mom said, do you remember doing this? And I was like, now that you mention it, yes. But I had no fucking clue I did it.
Fucking shackle you to the bed.
Oh, I now sleep chained to a giant rock.
So that's your sleepwalking story?
Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
Are you ready for challenge?
Challenge!
We've had 3 weeks off from challenge.
Challenge!
Do we have three?
3 weeks off from challenge.
Holy crap.
We missed a week.
That's right. Then we didn't do it that
week. We did our double just you and I show, and then we didn't do it last week with Son and Robin. So we're going to catch up. We got to get through this. We got to finish it up. Bing, bang, boom.
Okay.
I got to finish it up this week.
No.
Because, you know, I was thinking back, this is kind of a lame competition. Kind of overplay the whole music thing is kind of next one we have to go for something more
exciting,
maybe not exciting, quirky, something that most everybody can have an opinion on.
Okay,
you know, like Daughtry and Usher. I don't care. There's lots of people out there don't care.
Yes.
So we have to work on that.
Yeah,
and we will take suggestions.
We will.
MonkeyButtsDo@hotmail.com.
Or myspace.com/monkeybuttsdo.
True. So let's get to it. second round of the competition. The results are U2 versus Eric Clapton.
U2. Do we vote now?
No.
Nope.
I'm just reading off the results from last round.
Okay.
Then we'll do
this. Because people probably don't remember.
Yeah. No, because it's been three fucking weeks.
Yes.
U2 took that one 8-4. Counting Crows and Coldplay. Counting Crows 7-5. It was a close one. The Fugees and Alanis Morissette.
Who won that one?
Alanis.
10-2, Alanis.
Oh, see, all right. I was right, and I wasn't even in on that.
The Eagles and Eminem.
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 Eminem. Eminem.
Enema.
8-2, Eagles.
All right.
Back to Usher and Daughtry. Don't care. But somebody did. 7-2, Usher. Dave Matthews Band and Nirvana. That was a tight one.
That was, was it?
We got a few votes online for Dave Matthews that kind of tightened it up. But
awesome.
Not enough. 8-7.
Nirvana, take it.
Green Day and the Beatles. The classics take that one.
All right.
9-3, Beatles.
That's what I'm talking about.
And last competition of round two was the Red Hot Chili Peppers and No Doubt But. That was a
sorry.
Is it funny that I pronounced the B in doubt?
Any, just about everything's funny right now.
Landslide, landslide for the Peppers.
Landslide for the
four
for Mister for the guys who can't sing about any other state but their own.
This is the guys who can't sing anything.
So, thanks for the veggie tales. So that brings us to the quarterfinals? Semifinals? Quarterfinals. We're down to eight.
Eight. Wow.
Competitors.
God, that'll take that
okay.
Won't take that long.
You've never done challenge before, have you?
I have.
You had done challenge?
I have.
She challenged the...
I was on the
very first one?
I was on the very first one. Then I went online. I was the online...
So you understand the concept that we get three votes?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right.
I have to explain.
No, you don't. I pay attention and I listen.
But for the listeners who have no clue what's going on,
I'm going to explain it anyway.
We get three votes because we're on the show. You get one vote because you're not.
If you want to have three votes, write us.
But I think you could actually go online and vote as many times as you want.
I don't know that there's any kind of safeguard
as far as that goes. All right, first one, Counting Crows and U2. I'm going 3-0-U-2 because...
Of course you are.
It's just that simple. They are one of the greatest bands ever, and the Counting Crows are not.
You know how I feel. I'm going 2-1 Counting Crows.
2-0. Oh,
I like U2. They've got a great band, but I'm a huge Counting Crows fan.
All right.
It's huge Crows fan.
It's the hairline, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. Sona, that takes it to 4-2. U2. Now to you. Is this thing on? Are we still doing a show?
Yeah. I'll have to give all my three votes to you two.
Damn. I think Counting Crows are going to be knocked out this time. But they've held up this long, though.
They took out
Korn and Coldplay.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but they can't take out U2, and U2 moves on to the next round.
Well, we'll see. We still have... The listeners can vote as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She's like, whatever, just fucking write them.
All right.
You know it's going to fucking happen. Jesus.
Alanis, off her defeat of the Fugees, takes on the Eagles.
Well, and I'll have to give all my three votes to Alanis.
I can understand that.
It's because she's Canadian. Didn't she get arrested for something? Didn't she get arrested for something?
Like peeing in public
or pooping in public or something?
Really?
I think so. I think I just heard about that yesterday.
Oh, we got to research that.
Then. Yeah, I think I heard about that yesterday. Somebody had mentioned that.
You sure that wasn't Amy?
No, it wasn't Amy Winehouse.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, she's probably done both and vomited in public.
Why not?
All in the same sitting.
Well, who hasn't vomited in public?
Sharon Stone walking down the red carpet puking up chunks.
So what do you got? Alanis Eagles.
Fucking Eagles, man.
You're going 3-0 Eagles?
Yeah.
Wow. You know...
I mean, I like Alanis' old stuff, but man, she just hasn't impressed me.
Well, because the new stuff is happier. Then the old stuff is like old and Catholic and bold and...
Pissed off. And Dave Coulier.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get that pissed off?
Don't
at a
you
man
know?
I've been pissed off at Dave Coulier for years.
Didn't write an album about it though, did you?
No, didn't have the chance.
There you go.
And let's right. beat him
would
to
you
it.
Have?
So that's a.
Would you have written an album about it?
I think if I was actually involved with him romantically, yeah, probably.
I would be pissed off at you if you were involved.
Would you write an album about it?
I would write 4 albums about it because that's how pissed off I'd be. Like, so why are you?
Oh, see, this is. That makes us 3-3. I got to go 2-1 either way. That's. I'm going to go 2-1 Eagles.
So
just because of the history, yeah. And they've just done so much.
Well, they're better.
Well.
They're better.
At their peak, they were better.
And they're not Canadian.
If you're going right
peak,
now.
She was good, too.
She was good.
She's not at her peak at this particular moment.
And neither are the Eagles.
Well,
that's what
she's
I'm saying.
She's working on her like real life, not her professional life at this particular moment in her life.
She's working on handling the fact that she lives in a country that's not real.
That's not necessarily true. She just got married.
And her money is called the loony. I'm sorry. I can't take those people seriously.
You're the king of the asinine statement. I swear to God, dude.
He really is.
Let's move along.
I would like some loony, though, just to say I've got it. Use it as play money.
Usher, who has somehow made it this far, I guess the fact that
time?
He's gone up against the Backstreet Boys and Daughtry. I think I could have made it this far.
You are kidding me. They picked Usher over Daughtry?
That's what I said.
Yeah, 7-2.
God, what a bunch of faggots.
Usher goes up against Nirvana.
Oh, Nirvana.
Yeah,
3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big 9-0 for Nirvana.
You can tell we're white.
And, yes. Well,
I
yeah.
enjoy it.
I mean,
I like Usher's first album. Everything after that, I didn't really get
into.
It
just kind of sounds the same. It's really not, you know, special. But, I mean, if you like the Usher sound,
I think he did.
Right,
I think he put out a song. I can't remember what it's called. But it was
and didn't
popular.
He do the Thong song?
No, that was Cisco.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. I wanted to talk about the Gone Country thing. Yeah, he didn't get away from it. But no, it was kind of like you remind me of my ex, and that's why we can't be together. But it was funny the way he wrote it. It's like, you're really fucking hot. I want to do you, but you remind me of my ex-girlfriend, so I'm not going to date you.
Give me the shivers.
Anyway.
Every time.
Yeah. All right, wrapping up quarterfinal round. The Beatles and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I'm going 2-1 Beatles.
Yeah. That's hard for you to do, isn't it?
Well, I enjoy both groups.
Can we go 1.5 each? No.
I would have to actually write a decimal point. I don't know that I want to do that. 2-1 Beatles.
You could draw like a slash. You could do that.
2-1 Beatles.
2-1 Beatles?
2-1 Beatles.
Yeah, I'm going 2-1 Beatles.
And that's 4-2 Beatles.
Because they don't sing about England in every one of their songs.
Get past it. What do you got, son?
I'll go
2-1 Beatles. 2-1 Beatles. So that's 6-3 Beatles. Bing, bang, boom. And that is our challenge for this week. So,
staying on the whole music thing.
We're talking about this shitbag Gone Country.
When
show.
I was in Oklahoma, we came across CMT, and they were picking up a bunch of people in a bus. I didn't know what was going on, you know, until I continued to watch it.
Which, because you don't watch reality shows, you don't
Not
care
really.
For that kind of
Not
television.
Really, but
it's
this,
just for
but
our
it was
listeners.
Fucking hilarious.
But it was country music television. So
well,
it was
when
hooked
it
ha- in.
Well, when it has to do with like celebrities, I usually watch because celebrities are funny. Everybody else are just stupid when they're dramas, you know. But it's a show called Gone Country, and they pick up these artists from other styles of music and get them to do country. Pretty much to see who'll
music.
Win. To see who'll win. And it's the host,
a funny concept right
it's
there.
Hosted by John Rich from Big and Rich. And they're living in this
I
huge
love
house.
Those guys.
Blah blah blah. Well, as they were picking them up, I was like, "Are you fucking kidding me? These people. We've got Cisco,
the thong guy,
the thong song.
Imagine
we've got Maureen McCormick, who, as you all know, is Marsha Brady.
Oh yeah.
We've got Cardi Wilson from Wilson Phillips.
Uh huh.
We've got Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
Trying to sing country music.
I'm not going to take it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Julio Iglesias Jr.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Not Enrique, but Julio Iglesias
yes.
Jr.
And he's just way too pretty to not be a female. He's got to have a vagina. That's all I got to say. He's way too goddamn pretty to not be a woman. If I saw him from
plastic.
Far away,
worry,
I'd be like, God, chick's hot. That's all I'm saying. And the topper, Mr. Bobby Brown.
Oh, my God.
And he has been drunk the entire time.
Well, yeah. Him and Whitney are not together. He's lonely and he's sad.
And
him
and
Dee
Snider
gone.
Have already gotten into it on
oh,
the
I'm
second
sure.
show.
I'm sure.
They took him to this little bar and they were like, here, sing your songs. Can you get the crowd pumped up? Blah, blah, blah. Dee gets on there and he fucking rocks that place. Rocks it. Yeah. Sings We're Not Gonna Take It. Everybody's having a great time. Everybody's singing. Best performance of the whole time. The whole night.
And then it's Bobby's
And Bobby's
turn,
in
right?
the background. And he starts singing shit. Over D. Like, stepping on his toes. This is, you know, D's moment in the spotlight. Yeah. Bobby just start. And he fucking takes the mic from him, like, pushes him back. Dude, they almost, like, go head-to-head. John Rich had to come out on stage and, like, thank you, blah, blah, blah,
Now,
blah,
see,
blah.
There's it, a celebrity fight that I would watch.
Dee Snider
and
fucking
Bobby,
Bobby Brown,
right?
I'm telling you,
you
watch this
out,
show.
You break out an 8-ball between the two of them, and that's a fight right there.
I'm telling you, watch this fucking show.
I might have to YouTube that
it's,
so I can just see
yeah,
that part.
Really.
It's fucking hilarious. It's so funny. But yeah, I just wanted that... Actually, another.
Were they
yeah.
actually? They were singing their own songs.
Yeah,
they weren't singing
no, they were
country
sing,
songs.
No, they were
at
singing their
point.
Own songs.
Okay.
They're singing their own songs. Well, you know, these people haven't gotten up on stage in so long, so
right.
you know they got to get them used to get being back up on stage and in front of a crowd. God damn, that was funny. That show is hilarious. I can't wait for the new episode.
So, is that your pimp for the week?
Actually, no, it wasn't.
Good God!
Is that your half a pimp for the week?
No.
Okay, so you're telling me you got 3.5 pimps for this week? You got
so,
shit
okay,
most
so
of
does your
the time.
Pimp involve a local music artist or venue or show of any type?
Yes, actually.
Of course. That's all you
but
ever
Ryan,
fucking
But
pimp.
It's Ryan. It's the guy who was supposed
haven't you pimped
to be...
him already?
No, I'm pimping his band, not him, his solo okay. project.
I picked something that was local.
But he didn't show up.
No, he didn't.
So why are you going to pimp
yeah,
him?
Yeah, you shouldn't pimp him if he's not here. No airtime for him.
Okay, well then I'll pimp him next time.
Yeah. You can pimp him next time.
I'll
pimp him
come next on time. And pimp himself.
All right,
yeah.
we can do that.
Like
well, then I'll do my half a pimp then.
Do your half
Five
a pimp,
star
your
failure,
midget
dude.
Pimp. Come
well,
on.
Like I like when I like midget I said before,
pimp.
Whenever...
Be your twidget pimp.
A twidget
I said
pimp.
Midget pimp.
Went over to, when I was in Oklahoma, went over to, and ate the Chinese people. My,
I don't know why you had to go to Oklahoma to get Chinese people.
They taste better there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. It's the food they eat. Better products in Oklahoma. Happier cows. Oh, that's California. Anyway. my,
we
my,
still doing
I guess
a show?
Step-nephew.
We are still doing a
step-nephew
show.
Was playing Call of Duty 4. Gears of War. Fucking incredible game.
I know, right? I was
it's
wild.
So
playing
badass.
Saints Row the other night, man. It's fucking
Mine
badass.
Kept freezing up, so I had to sell it. And get another game. But anyway, so the graphics on that game are outstanding. That just everything about it's fucking cool as shit. It's nowadays war, like it's in Iraq and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So I went to the store the other day after going to Cheers and taking home some strange girl. That'll be for the next show. That was a fun night.
Come on.
Went by the store the other day to get a new game and found Call of Duty 2 and 3. So I picked up 2, and it's fucking cool as shit.
Yeah.
It has to do with World War...
World War 2.
Thank you. Badass game. Definitely check it out.
So you've not played the...
I haven't played any of them.
Oh, okay.
I haven't played any of them.
Wow, I've actually played...
Really?
2, yeah, for like 12 minutes. And then I realized, I fucking hate this.
It's a pretty... I usually don't get into war games, but this game is fucking badass. I just cleared out the beaches of Normandy. France is safe from the Germans.
Well, yeah. Good. Cool.
Did yes. you find Did
Glad
you find
worked
private,
out for you.
Private Ryan?
No.
Private Ryan.
No, I haven't seen him. Okay. I haven't found him. I'm still looking at him.
Private parts.
Okay.
Howard Stern Ace. I shot him in the face. Anyway, but that was my pimp.
All right. Well, You had a pimp this week, Sona.
I do, but what? It's a local pimp, and you just jumped all over him for having a local
No, I jump over him for having a specific either music, artist, or show every week. He has the same thing every week.
Oh, well, my pimp for this week is something that I do every year. I do this.
Betty Crocker Bake Off?
No, not the Betty Crocker Bake Off. It's the Junior League of Jacksonville's Community Whale of a Sale.
Oh, yeah.
A whale of a sale at the fairgrounds. They rent out that huge building.
It's like a giant.
It's like a
sale.
So it's a big yard sale.
Exactly. Oh my God, but you do have no idea, like, the deals that you can. I mean, honest to God, me and your mom go people, all. Every time it's. We have been, like, the last 5 or 6 years together at 8 o'clock waiting in line.
It is wall to wall crap.
It is.
Awesome. It is. So wait, let me get this straight. How does this work? Now, if I have a bunch of shit that I don't want, I can just bring it and stick it on the floor and say, here, I want this much for it, and people will give me that much for it?
Well...
I'll give it a register ahead of time.
It's
well, what I'm saying is, like, if I have a bunch of crap that I don't want, I can take it down there.
And get donated rid of it. To the Junior League, yes.
Oh, you do? So you don't make any money off
you
it?
You don't make
That's
any money.
Crap.
Women's Junior League.
They don't need anything.
But, see...
Who are
I
they
go down there.
What is that?
Oh, I don't even pay attention to what
it is. We got women's junior mints for all
well, and from what I understand, they have something to do with the library and buying books, and it's just, it's a charity. My money's going there. I don't care. I go for the sale.
Cheap shit.
Well, I mean, I find really...
cheap shit.
I really do find cheap shit. I really do.
Oh, my God.
And not to say that I am one of those people who... like, always look for cheap shit, but, like, I always look for cheap shit.
Hey, man, there's a deal. There's a deal.
A deal is a deal, you know, especially if you're looking for something specific.
I totally agree. If I can get something cheaper than something, then, you know, if I can get something for cheap, I'm buying it for cheap.
Well, and, like, last year I went and looked for a bed, and, you know, the year before this year I'm going to go look, and I'm going to look for a couple of chairs that will fill in, you know, the empty spots in my house, since we have no furniture at this point. But it's from 8:30 to 2 o'clock at the Jacksonville Expo Center Fairgrounds at 510 Fairground Place. Parking is expensive. It's $5, but there are other parking lots around that, you know, the black guys sit around and say, you can park here for $3. You know what I mean?
So this is a huge deal.
It's huge. I mean,
this
is
like they actually like designate
waiting in line till
from
like 6 a.m.
and shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
Oh, it's
hey, what
huge.
If I? Hey, what do you think they would do if I went up there with a backpack full of shit and just, like, walked in and set a blanket down and, like, set some stuff up?
I think you could get away with that if you set a blanket down outside. I think
no,
you
like,
could
if
get
I,
away
if
with
I
it.
Actually went in and, like, set up something and
they beat the shit out of you.
Would they?
Yeah.
Well, see, you have to go through, like, these little aisles to pay for it, so you know, and they take debit cards. They have, a place where you can swipe your card.
This
I mean, it's the hookup. I'm serious. Like, every time I go, spend less.
You know what?
I spend less than a half $100, well, like $50.
They would pelt you with 8 tracks and broken umbrellas.
Oh, and I want to get in.
I would actually, how much?
$1. $1.
I would actually like to go and see how many rednecks, yard selling rednecks, go to these places.
Oh,
and
what, hundreds. Because
you know, I mean, if you go to...
Hundreds.
I actually like to go to yard sales and just, like, sit back and watch people.
Hundreds.
Because the funniest fucking looking people go to this place.
Yeah.
Go to, like, yard sales, and they always, like, nitpick at shit. It's like, this is a quarter. It's a fucking quarter, lady.
Yeah.
Give her the quarter and buy the stupid knickknack that you're going to give to your kid. And it's going to break for two. And it's going to break after fucking
but
2 days.
But here's the
it's
thing
crap.
About that. Is that
these
after,
people
like,
don't want.
1 o'clock,
you're
because...
Pretty,
good God, settle down.
It's like,
over.
It's like a giant
Christ.
It's like a giant fucking dumpster. It's pretty much...
Well...
Yeah. It's like dumpster
first
diving.
First ranch you've ever been on the show, and you're going after people who just want cheap stuff. Christ.
He can't tell me that he doesn't go to the Goodwill store. And that's what I go for. I go for kids' clothes. Because... They're donated.
I haven't been to Goodwill in forever.
Really? Oh, I love to go to Goodwill.
Well, it's the House of Jam. I went in there one day because I didn't feel like wearing the shirt that I was wearing to see if they had anything.
Well,
it's
this
like
a
really cool
very,
Ghostbusters
really,
shirt.
Really good Hello Kitty shirt.
It's cute, all right? It's cute.
At least it's not pink.
It is. It's sparkly.
Yeah, but it doesn't
sparkly.
Fit you.
It doesn't, but it's kind of like the half shirt, though. Yeah. And he looks really sexy with his little big old bag belly out.
I do. What can I say?
We got anything else to do?
But anyway.
Are we done yet? We're hitting an hour here.
All right. See you later, everybody. Thanks for having
me. Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
Probably, but fuck it. I'll save it for the next one.
I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to do a quick little thing I want to do.
All right.
Fake the DJ.
Fake the DJ.
Now, I've talked to you about Fake the DJ.
Yeah, I don't really remember exactly what it's about.
You talked about DJs on the show before, and they always have silly fucking...
Oh, that's right. That's right.
What are some of the DJs that you've run across in your...
What are some of the...
Combustible?
Actually,
DJ Combustible.
Actually, speaking of which, DJ Combustible will be on the show next week.
On what show?
Our show.
Okay.
Maybe I should save this for next week.
Maybe. I think we should.
We'll do a little preview of it this week.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, you get really silly names like Icy.
DJ Icy.
DJ Icy. And,
As in I-C, like no. S-E-E, or
no, like
I-C,
like
burrs and drink.
Chili.
Or like nipply.
What do we got? Like a Jekyll and Hyde.
Two guys.
What else we got? Fucking, see, I've been out of the loop for so long.
All right, we get the point.
Huda Hoodia.
Yeah, that's, I've heard of that guy.
He's a pretty badass DJ, actually. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Ooh, a little Ross Perot there.
Wish he had the money to rock.
I went online and did a little research.
More if he had that much money.
Did a little research on some DJs, and I found a list of DJs. So what I've done is I've come up with real DJs and not real DJs.
So
what I'm
going to
do is you're not going to vote. You're just going to guess.
Okay.
I'll give you two DJs. You got to tell me at least one of them is real.
Okay.
You gotta say which one's real.
You gotta say which one's real.
Which one
or
we think
if
is
both
real?
Of them are real.
Okay.
Both of them could be real.
Okay.
Both. So, let's start off with Fozzy. DJ Dave Spoon and DJ Danny Butt.
I'm gonna go with Dave Spoon as a real DJ.
I am too.
Not so much for Danny Butt.
Not so much for Danny Butt. High five on that one.
Yeah, guess what? You're both wrong. Ooh.
Really? Danny Butt?
Danny Butt
is
real.
DJ, holy
DJ
shit.
DJ Danny Butt is real.
That's
you
wrong.
Know what? And I was actually thinking, you know what? I'm going to choose Danny Butt because it's just so that much fucking ridiculous. It probably is real. But then again, maybe not. I know your sense of humor.
All right.
Dave Spoon.
Dave Spoon and Danny Butt. DJ Email and DJ Browser.
I'm saying Browser's the real one.
Browser's real?
I'm going to say him.
So you think Email is not real? Is
well,
that what you're saying?
I'm thinking about that. I'm not sure how ridiculous the first one was.
Well, they're all ridiculous. That's why
That's
you have
the
to
point.
Actually
I'm
guess.
Gonna, I'm going to go with they're both real.
You're going to go both real?
I'm going to go both real.
And you're going Browser is real.
Yeah. Browser's okay. Real.
You're both wrong again.
Can
oh,
they both
my
be fake?
God.
DJ Email is real, but Browser is not.
See, and I was thinking that, too.
Okay.
I just need to go with my first instinct, though.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. DJ Vincent Veggie. And DJ Meet Katie.
And what was the first one?
Vincent Veggie.
Oh no, this is horrible.
What do you say, Vincent Veggie or Meet Katie? Or both of them?
Both of them.
You going both of them?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Vincent Veggie.
You gonna Veggie's real?
Veggie's real and
Katie's not.
Meat girl's wrong.
Meat girl is wrong.
The butcher.
I'm saying the veggie's right and the meat's wrong.
Once again, you are incorrect.
What?
Meat Katie is real.
What?
And I made up Vincent Veggie.
Oh my God.
Get the heck out of here. You suck.
We're horrible at these.
Yeah, we are.
Okay. Next up, DJ Pole Folder. I just love that.
Pole Folder.
And DJ Muff Daddy.
Oh, Muff Daddy's good.
And Dave Stand Up.
I'm going to go with they're both real.
I'm going with both real. Yeah.
You're right.
Yes.
All right.
Woo. Score.
All right. We'll do one more. Then we'll wrap it up.
Buff Daddy, I can totally believe being
right.
Real.
Me too.
Let's see what I got here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, DJ Homeless Guy and DJ Cab Driver.
I'm going with the boy. I'll say Cab Driver.
DJ Cab Driver is and Homeless Guy is not.
I'll say Homeless Guy is not.
What do you got?
I'll go with the boy.
I'm too busy laughing, sorry.
Boy, yeah, he's too much, isn't he? He's way too much.
I'm gonna go with Homeless Guy real.
Real? And Cab Driver not? Or both?
Cab Driver, I think, could be too normal.
So you're going with Cab Driver?
I'm gonna
driver,
go with Cabby not.
Okay. You would be wrong. Damn. You would be right.
Go!
Cab Driver is a real DJ. Homeless Guy, I made up. All right, that's Fake the DJ for this week.
All right. So, we'll do more next time when we have more time.
Yeah.
When we and have, a DJ.
DJ Combustible.
DJ Combustible.
Yeah, wait.
We should DJ say it more,
Combustible?
Too.
Should we say DJ Combustible more?
Yeah, to you could certify actually, the fact that he won't be on the show next week.
Yes. Well, yeah, actually, you could find him on MySpace, too. He's on MySpace. I think he's got some music up.
Is he on your space?
He is on MySpace.
Is he on our space?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So... That's Monkey Butt Stew.
Hope it didn't suck too bad.
2.11
yeah,
for this
I'm
week.
Yeah, it didn't suck too bad either.
Apparently I have cactus hair.
Yes, you
do. Apparently you have the feel of the day.
Yeah. Well, that's our show. See you next time for another episode.
Well, we got to end it there. I can't talk after that. So
you get better than that.
All right.
Later.
Bye.
Dark of night, can't see what's what. Can't see a thing except your monkey butt. You're on your own, you made the cut. You dance around shaking your monkey butt. Monkey see, monkey do, monkey butt shine through. Monkey's uncle, monkey's ball, monkey digs a monkey song. Shadow through. Monkeys look on monkey shines, monkey digs with monkey finds. Monkey now just like a monkey butt.